Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive towards center. Blair chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Blair. Leon moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. Etchy Barron drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fuller out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phoebus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal bunts in front of the plate. Etchy Barron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Etchy Barron. McDowell moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. McDowell scores. Cardenal moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal scores. Baker moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Bertena now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball towards center. Blair catches it and throws to Powell, who throws to second to double up Harrelson. Baker tags and scores. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing third base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Fred Bean. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Leonard now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etche Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etche Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etche Barron is 0-for-2 in the game. Etche Barron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Dave Leonard. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.